I have a wonderful devotional for you tonight, and then I wrote it up and put it in my Bible and left my Bible at home. Oops. Here's the gist of it. I entitled it Stop Judging. And it seems that one of the things that we do without really noticing it is judging ourselves. And you remember the verse, which I can't tell you now what the reference is. I had it down. But where in 2 Corinthians, Paul said, it's not wise to compare yourself among yourselves. That, and all of our judging, and you say, I don't judge myself. Okay, evaluating. How about that? I'm just not doing the job. I'm just not this. I'm just not that. Here's the thing. Compared to who? Whom? The point is, are we saying somebody else is doing more? Somebody else is doing a better job? Somebody else is doing this or that? And I'm not cutting it? See, that's not up to you. Now, what we need to understand is that this idea of judging ourselves, doing our own evaluation form, is not only not our job, but actually is meaningless. It is a thing we can go through, and in the end, what does it mean? It means compared to something that we're not supposed to be compared to. So the Apostle Paul, 2 Corinthians, says, maybe it's the other way around, anyway, he says that he doesn't judge other people. In fact, he says, I don't judge myself. I want you to think of the situation we're in. We serve the Lord, and he's given us the job to do. Now, there's certain sports where it's all about beating the other guy, you know. But then you have something like golf, and really most individual sports, like running and so on. Finally, the thing is, you're trying to race against yourself. You're trying to beat your speed in a race, you see. In bowling, you're trying to beat the other team, but you're trying to do the best you can do. In golf, you're trying to hit the ball the least number of times. And so it's all about you doing the best job. And that's our cue. We are to say, am I doing what I should? Am I doing it with a full heart? Am I doing this to the best of my ability? You see? Now, where that ranks, where that scores with other people, that doesn't mean anything. It's a thing that we do, and certainly the world does it. And so, stop judging. The thing is, look at the job God has given you, and then say, am I pouring my heart out into this? Because that is what he wants. Recognize that he knows you. The fact that he gave you the job that he gave you, this is your business, this is your home, this is your standing in the neighborhood, whatever it is, you see, he has put you there. He moved all these things together to put you in this precise situation here at the church. And that has been tailored uniquely to you. You are one of a kind, and the job that he has for you is one of a kind. So let's suppose that I'm some scientist who has kind of invented a new area of science, and I'm working hard at getting this thing done. And somebody says, well, how does he compare to everybody else? And you say, well, he's the only one doing that. There is nothing to compare him to. Yes, but how is he doing? And so you say, how's he compare to that truck driver? How does he compare to that professional basketball player? That doesn't make any sense. That's what we're doing. He has given you specific talents. He's put you in a specific situation, and he's asking for you to do your best, and he will be the judge, not someone else, and not you. So this isn't you trying to step up and work up the ranks, you see. So stop judging. That's all I can remember. And that was the heart of it.